AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Danish police say a man they shot and killed early today was likely behind the shooting attacks at a free speech event and a synagogue in Copenhagen that left two people dead and five police officers wounded. AP correspondent Jan Olsen reports Lars Vilks, a Swedish artist who has faced numerous death threats for creating cartoons of the Prophet Muhammad, told the Associated Press he believes he was an intended target of the first attack at a free speech event.
Even though Lars Vilks is a Swedish citizen, Sweden is located next door to Denmark, he very often comes to Denmark to attend different speeches, debates, and that kind of things. And it's not the first time he spoke at the place where the shooting took place.
President Obama is spending the holiday weekend working on his golf game in Southern California. The timing of Obama's golf vacation couldn't have been better. He stepped off Air Force One into 80-degree weather as the District of Columbia shivered under a Valentine's Day blast of bitter cold air, powerful winds, and snow. Meteorologist Andrew Arison at the National Weather Service says the storm that brushed the nation's capital last night is now battering New England.
It's going to be producing some extremely windy conditions, along with heavy areas of heavy snowfall, and the combination of the two will be locally producing blizzard-like conditions across especially portions of eastern New England. So this will be across eastern Massachusetts and up across down east areas of Maine.
Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker says the western part of his state should be spared the heaviest snowfall.
More so in eastern Mass and especially along the coasts. We're expecting over a foot of snow in eastern Mass and extremely high winds, potentially as high on a gusting basis as 60 or 70 miles an hour.
This is AP Radio News. The NBA's All-Star Showcase was held last night in New York.
The Warriors' Stephen Curry won the three-point title, and the Timberwolves' Zach LaVine became the slam dunk champion at the NBA's All-Star Saturday Showcase in Brooklyn. Curry beat teammate Klay Thompson and the Cavaliers' Kyrie Irving with a record 27 points in the final round, making 13 consecutive shots in one stretch. LaVine, meanwhile, topped Orlando's Victor Oladipo with a dazzling array of dunks after transferring the ball between his legs. Tom Merriam, New York.
Kentucky remains undefeated in college basketball, having beaten South Carolina Saturday 77-43. Coach John Calipari talked to his troops after the battle.
You played an unbelievable schedule, one of the best non-conference schedules in the country, and you're one of the best leagues in the country.
Coach Calipari is among the final 15 being considered for the College Basketball Hall of Fame. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.